uvo eNdebele. Amachono zisoko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba isiphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olambulela insakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 2 kumfumfu 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe leRBZ lenza kahle ukuyisa isisindo seZimbabwe Gold Zig.
My government ingabuya with all initiatives. Amayouth amaningi are going to enjoy the initiative.
Uhulumende uthi usezaqalisa ukunikeza abalambayo imali yokuthenga ukudla emadolobheni. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bathi bakhahlanyezwa nguhulumende. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe leRBZ lenza kuhle ekuwiseni isisindo seZimbabwe Gold Zig ngesilinganiso esedlula amachumi amane ekhulwini esithi kumele umuntu wonke emukele imali le esilenyanga ezinhlanu isetshenziswa elizweni. Kodwa baningi abasola okwenziwe libhanga leli lanxa uhulumende esithi ulakho ukwengeza iholo lezisebenzi. UTobias Mutsingwa weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umnangagwa wethule amazwi la namuhla edalela ePhalamende eMount Upton esethula umbiko wakhe wezomnotho, ezombusazwe lokunye oweState of the Nation Address.
Amanyathelo awathathwa iRBZ ayancomeka kakhulu ngoba azama ukuqinisa imali yethu, yikho ngisithi umuntu wonke nje kumele awasekele.
Umnangagwa uphinde wathi umnotho welizwe uthuthuka kahle loba nje abathengisa iZig emnkambo wensitha abesithi idola elilodwa elemelika selithenga amaZig angamachumi amane, 40 Zig. Emnkambo wemali osemthethweni lithenga amaZig angamachumi amabili lane. Esanda kwethula amazwi akhe, umphathintambo obona ngokusetshenziswa kwemali yelizwe, umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, uthe izisebenzi zikahulumende zilakho ukuthola iholo elengeziweyo kulandela ukuwiswa kwesisindo seZimbabwe Gold.
Siyakubona sibili ukuthi ukukhwela kweZig lentengo yinto ehlukuluza abantu. Sizazama njengohulumende ukuthi hatshi silungise ekwenzela ukuthi khona ama-wages, imiholo ithuthuke, abantu bancediswe. Kesikukhangeleyo ama-civil servants, ngikhuluma nje siphezu kwayo indaba yakhona ukuthi isithi sithuthukise elakuzena imiholo yabantu. But konke esikwenzileyo ikuzama ukuthi siqinise imali yethu.
Kodwa abaphikisayo bachothoze okwethulwe ngumnangagwa besithi ubekhuluma angakwaziyo. Umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli selinye icele lebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change, uthi umnangagwa usenga ezimithiyo.
Akudaba zalutho ngoba kulanto ezaphuma. Okuqakathekileyo ikulungisa uhlupho olukhulu elizweni oluyihlupho lwe-leadership engekho esikhundleni okusemthethweni.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho njalo ekhokhela inhlanganiso e-Common Market for Liberal Solutions, umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, uthi umnangagwa ukhonone ngezinto eziningi kodwa akuphumanga mgceke ukuthi indubo lezo ezikhangelane lelizwe zizalungiswa njani.
Umumo welizwe esikule lamhlanje iZimbabwe kayikawuphumanga uchasiswa kumbe kusukutshengisa ukuthi ama-solutions akhona uzathathaphi futhi ngayiwaphi ama-solutions akhona.
Enye njalo ingcwethi ecubungula ukwenzakala elizweni esebenza kunhlanganiso ye-The African Cause Trust, umnumzana Elton Ziki, uthi abantu akumelanga belahle ithemba ikakhulu emalini yohlobo lwe-Zig.
Indaba ze-free market economy umngameli uyakuzwisisa. So siyabona ukuthi izinto lezi zizanceda ukuthi iZig ibe namandla.
Ibhanga le-RBZ lawisa isisindo seZimbabwe Gold kulandela ukukhalala kwabaqondisi bamavinkili amakhulu abathi balakho ukuvala amabhizimusi abo uma uhulumende ebabamba ngamandla ukuthi bethengise impahla ngemali le. I-ZIC yaqala ukusetshenziswa ngomabasa ngenye yezimali ezethulelwa uZulu eZimbabwe phezu kwaleyo eyake yaba semphakathini uSabusa owayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe. Ama-bearers checks, ama-bond leyinye imali eyayisetshenziswa elizweni yalahlelwa khatshana ngoba yawa kakhulu isisindo. Kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2009 kwasetshenziswa idola leMelika, kodwa uhulumende webandla leZANU-PF wathi akumelanga ilizwe lingabi le mali yalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Ngolunye udaba, umnumzana Amos Chivaya okucelele CCC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Jameson Timba umiso emthethwandaba lamhla eHarare wetheswa icala lokutshotshozela uDlakela. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Chris Mike uthi umnumzana Chivaya kuthiwa wayetshengisela phandle komthethwandaba eHarare ngesikhathi kuthoniswa amacala ayesethiswa umnumzana Timba labanye bakhe. Ababotshwa bethakazelela usuku lwe-Day of the African Child emzini wakhe eHarare. Umnumzana Timba labanye bakhe sebelenyanga ezintathu bevalelwe e-remand prison. Uhulumende uthi abantu abalambayo emadolobheni abafika izigidi phose ezimbili 1.7 million bazanikwa imali yokudla kunsukwana ezilandelayo phansi kohlelo lwe-urban cash transfers oluphethwe luhlangothi olubona ngeswelo zikaZulu olwe-social welfare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kwethulwe izolo ngumnumzana Julai Moyo, umphathintambo ohlangothi lolu, kusanda kwenziwa umhlangano wamalunga edayele cabinet eHarare. Umoyo uthe sebeqalisile ukufaka imali kubomakhalekhukhwini balabo abazanikwa imali le bebambisana leNet1. Kavezanga ukuba bakhethe njani abantu laba, njalo umuntu munye ngamunye olambayo uzanikwa malini.
The ministry is now transferring all the
ugatsha lukahulumende solulungisa inani labantu esesibakhethile ukuba bathole ukudla.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Jennifer Mswere, umphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko othe uhulumende ulokudla okunika abalambayo emaphandleni lemadolobheni abafika phosa izigidi ezilitshumi 9.2 million. Uthe kusiyafika ekupheleni kwenyanga edluleyo izinduna zonke zanikwa ukudla okuyisilinganiso samathani amahlanu 5 metric tons ezigabeni zabo. Phezu kwalokho, phansi kwehlandla lesibili sokunika uZulu ukudla, umswere uthi uhulumende usenike abalambayo isilinganiso samathani afika phose inkulungwane ezisikhombisa 69,000 metric tons.
Cabinet received the report on the food deficit mitigation strategy.
Uhulumende uthole umbiko ngokuswelakala kokudla elizweni kanye nenani labantu asebethole ukudla.
Umphathintambo ohlangothi olubona ngokukhishwa kwembiko umnumzana Jennifer Mswere uthe uhulumende usezaqala ukupha abalambayo imali yokuthenga ukudla emadolobheni esithi lokhu kuzakwenziwa kungelani lamabandla ezombusazwe. Abalambayo abakhulume lomsakazo weStudio 7 bathe kuyabongeka okwenziwa nguhulumende, kube labanye abathi kabakutholi ukudla lokhu. Umnumzana Robert Sinyoro uthi uma nguwe selala eziko ngakho ke bafisa ukuncedwa nguhulumende.
My government ingabuya with those initiatives. Amayouth amaningi are going to enjoy the initiative.
Kodwa umnumzana Darlington Matakura ohlala eMasingo uthi kabakakutholi ukudla okuholiswa nguhulumende.
Masikhulu simo ward 17. Thina kuward 17 siswela ukudla egoromonzi osekuthiye abantu bethwele nzima.
Ingcitshi kwezomnotho okunhlanganiso ye-Economic Forum of Zimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Sibindi uthi kumele abantu bengabandlululwa ngamabandla abawasekelayo ngesikhathi benikwa ukudla kukahulumende. LeZimbabwe lidinga amabhiliyoni edlula amathathu amadola eMelika 3.3 billion eyokuthengela uZulu ukudla lonyaka ngesikhathi sesimo esisabekayo. Kusanjalo, uhulumende uthi kukhangelelwe ukuthi lonyaka iZulu liza kuna ngcono kulanyaka enye, ngakho ke abalimi kumele belungiselele ukulima. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimnqodolozi Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje ezinye izakhamizi emaphandleni zithi zithemba ukuthi inyathelo likahulumende lokubhalisa wonke umuntu olambayo ukuthi abelwe ukudla lizaphumelela ngoba labo okuthiwa abalabantwana abasebenza kwamanye amazwe bavame ukuvalelwa phandle kwalolu hlelo. Umnumzana Witness Sikhulu Khumalo, Councillor weGcobohholo eCholocho, uthi phose yonke imndeni ayivunanga kuwadi yakhe njalo ayitholi usizo olweneleyo lwabasebenza kwamanye amazwe.
Sizonanzelela ukuthi wona lunyaka esikuwona sinesimo esikhulu esesomiso. Lokho kulethe ukuthi bekuvese kunodubo olukhulu olwamanzi. Kodwa ngokungani kahle kwezulu kwenze ukuthi uhlupho lwamanzi lube into eluhlupho lungaphezu kwayo yonke into ongahle uyicabanga ngoba izifuyo ezikhona azinamanzi, abantu ngabanamanzi, izinyamazana egangeni. Yes, thina sakhele duze neWange National Park, sinabondlovu, sinabompisi, sinazo zonke nje iy'nyamazana ongahle uzicabange nazo zethembele kulawo manzi kawekho.
Sesikhuluma ngesomiso ke, ungasichasisela ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo njalo kulo sizo olutholakalayo na?
I-social welfare iyazama ukuholisa abantu, kodwa ke uma ingabe iholisa, kuholiswa abanye, kuholiswa wonke umuntu. Ekubeni kathi thina njengokhansila ka-Ward 1 ngiyakunanzelela ukuthi wonke umuntu ekelele ukuthi isifiso sethu nomthandazo wethu kubona be-social welfare nakuzona iy'nhlangano ezizimele ngabe ziyakunanzelela bonke kusukela komdala kuze kuyofika komncane baphakathi kwendlala babhalise bonke abantu kungabi nomuzi ozoshiywa. Ya, ngoba uma kubhaliswa kuyake kukhethwe kunanzelela ukuthi maybe kushiye kugogothile ngoba abantu abakhe maybe bangaphesheya kwelizwe, abanye babe bese South Africa, abanye bese Botswana, abanye bese kuma UK or any part of the world. Kodwa unanzelela ukuthi ukuphuma kwabantwana besiya ngaphandle kwelizwe akusho ukuthi kuyasiletha lapha isinkwa ekhaya. Ugogo lo noma umzali lo noma ukhulu lo usala ephakathi kwendlala. Sinamahunter afana nabo umathupula hunters, uyancedisa ezikolweni ezifana ne Ward 4, Ward 3, Ward 1 ezakhele iconcession yakhe lapha ahunter khona, uyakufaka ukudla ngaleso sikhathi uma kutholakele. Bese siba naye futhi ofana no Lord Hunters, uyasifaka kulezo isikolo eziyobe ziye zaba nenhlanhla.
Lo mnumzana Witness Sikhulu Khumalo, Councillor ka-Ward 1 eCholocho, obexoxa icingweni ese ekhona le eGcobohholo line eCholocho. Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel lithi lizaphindisela kulandela ukuhlaselwa ngele Iran ngamabhomba ohlobo lwama-missiles afika phose amakhulu amabili, i-118. Abezindaba be-Reuters babika ukuba ele Israel lithi lizazivikela ngendlela zonke njalo lilakho ukuhlasela kwele Iran. Kodwa ele Iran lithi lizajezisa kabuhlungu ele Israel lingahlasela ilizwe leli. Ukwesatshwa kuba amanye amazwe alakho ukungenela impilo. Kudingwa abantu abafika ikhulu elwandle eduzane ledolobho leJibouti kwele Chad, lapho kulabathwala iziphepheli ababambe ngamandla bezama kuya kwamanye amazwe abedlula amakhulu amathathu ukuba begqele elwandle. Abahlenga abantu bathi kabakwazi ukuba kuyini okwenza abantu laba babanjwa ngamandla ukuba benze lokhu bona besiya kuzwekazi le-Europe. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha Voice of America eseWashington. Weze patelanele Melika, abasekeli ababili abancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Tim Walz loMnumzana J.D. Vance bangqikilene kungxoxompikiswano iqhutshwe izolo ngumsakazo we-CBS bachiyana ngemibono kwizinto ezimqoka ezithinta impilo kaZulu. UNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ababili laba bathinte indaba ezitshiyeneyo ezifana lokusungula imisebenzi, ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abesifazana, ikakhulu elokuthi bakhiphe izisu, kanye lodaba lwabantu bokuza abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha. Abancintisa bephambili kukhetho lukamongameli besekelwa ngababili laba ngumnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lama-Republicans osekelwa ngumnumzana J.D. Vance, lo nkosikazi Kamala Harris owebandla lama-Democrats njalo osekelwa ngumnumzana Tim Walz. Ekhuluma ngodaba lwabantu bokuza, uVance yena othi abantu abavela kwele Haiti bantshontsha omangoye babanikazi lezinja besidla edolobheni leSpringfield e-Ohio, uthe uZulu weMelika usethwele nzima ngokuswela izindlu zokuhlala ngoba sezithathwa ngabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe abangelamaphepha. Uthi imbangela yimithetho kaKamala Harris loMongameli Joe Biden emibi.
You've got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes.
Imbadalo yerenti iyadula ngenxa yezigidi zabantu bokuza abangela maphepha abathatha izindlu ezivele zisilela.
Evikela unkosikazi Harris, umnumzana Walz ukulandule lokhu esithi uVance lo Donald Trump kumele bachiye umkhuba wokugcona abantu bokuza bebethesa amacala abangawadalanga. Uphinde wasola uTrump loVance esithi kabahloniphi amalungelo abesifazana ngoba besekela imithetho ebavimbayo ukuthi bakhiphe izisu nxa kulesidingo.
How can we as a nation say that your life and your rights?
Singatsho kanjani njengelizwe ukuthi impilo yakho namalungelo akho akoqela ilungelo lokwenza okufunayo ngomzimba wakho?
UMnumzana Vance ukuvumile ukuthi ngempela amalungelo abesifazana aphathelane lempila kahle yabo kumele ahlonitshwe. Kepha uthe ilungelo lokuthi bayavunyelwa yini ukukhipha izisu kumele libe ngumlando wezabelo athi uhulumende wezwe lonke. Ukhuthaze njalo uZulu ukuthi avotele yena lo Trump ngoba bezaletha intuthuko. Kodwa uWance uthe ababili laba balakho ukubuyisela ilizwe emuva bengakhethwa. Ngokunjalo uthe uZulu kumele akhethe yena lo nkosikazi Harris abe ngumongameli. Ingxoxompikiswano yayizolo ibingela kuxokozela okube khona kwekaTrump lo Harris kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Kutsho olandela izombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai yena othi uVance nguye onqobileyo.
Bekungela kuthethisana lokukhuluma phezulu komunye, uJD Vance ubuye prepared and he showed ukuthi he is a skillful debater. Ugovernor Walz hayi ngathiwa it was his first time in a major outing.
Ukhetho lweMelika luzaqhutshwa mhla ka-5 ngenyanga ezayo lapho abantu abazakhetha khona umongameli omutsha phakathi kukankosikazi Harris lo Trump yena oseke waba kulesi sikhundla. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington, yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Le linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7. Sifisa ukulivikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kule South Africa zithi zikhathazeke kakhulu ngendlela uhulumende womanyano aphatha ngayo abantu bokuza ngesikhathi efikisa insuku ezilikhulu ephethe intambo zombuso. UThuso Khumalo sethulela lolu daba eseJohannesburg khonale kwele South Africa.
Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo elwela amalungelo abesifazane kakhulu abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, unkosazana Victrice Matutu, uthi kulusizi kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende womanyano usuke waqakathekisa ukuzingelwa lokubandlululwa kwabantu bokuza wasekwenza impilo yabalamaphepha labangelawo yabanzima kakhulu.
Sakwenela abantu bakithi bayabotshwa kakhulu, bayavalelwa, bayagwetshwa izinyanga mpela ezimbili kusiya kweziyisithupha. Emsebenzini lapha sokunzima, abantu abaningabasasebenzi, kuvinjwe ukuthi umuntu angaqhatshi umuntu ongelamaphepha. Lalabo abantu kade besizwela besiqhasha singelamaphepha abasaqhashi manje ngoba sebesesaba ukuthi bazabotshwa.
Owesifazane weZimbabwe ongathandanga ukuvezwa igama lakhe uthi selokhu kwangena uhulumende womanyano sebephenduke omabonwa babulawe, kukanti bebekhangelele ukuthi uhulumende womanyano uza kwenza kube ngcono ukuthi bathole incwadi zokusebenza kwele South Africa.
Okwenza futhi njalo singabi lawo amaphepha afanele, amapasipoti ayadura. Uku-apply ipasipoti manje eZimbabwe i-5,000, nxa ungelayo awenelisi ukuthi u-apply le ipasipoti.
Umnumzana Lance Mlilo, umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe, Progressive Zimbabwe Foundation, uthi indlela uhulumende womanyano aphatha ngayo abokuza isibachiye bethithibele.
Besicabanga ukuthi uhulumende lo bumbano uzokwakha isizwe, babonise ama-Africans ukuthi baba united nabantu base-South Africa. Pho engathi sibona sokukhona ukuhlaselwa thize kwabantu bokufika behlukunyezwa, engenelwa nasemachurchi.
Omunye njalo owesifazana weZimbabwe laye othande ukuthi igama lakhe ligodlwe uthi bakhala ezimathonzi kuhulumende womanyano ukuthi abasize abaphe lamaphepha asebawabotshelwa emini lebusuku.
Isicelo sokuthi ukuze abantu bezokwazi ukuba namapasipoti and sifakelwe ama-permit khona nalaba abagangayo kuze bezokwazi ukuba bamba easy.
Kodwa-ke uhulumende womanyano yena uthi akabuyele emuva ngenhlelo zakhe zokuqinisekisa ukuthi wonke umuntu ongena lokusebenza kwele South Africa wenza lokhu okusemthethweni. Esethula uluhlu lwalokho okwenziwe kuhle lugatsha lwakhe ekhasini lohlangothi lwendaba zasekhaya ku-X, umnumzana Leon Schreiber uthe ukwengezwa kwenhlelo zokuqinisekisa ukuthi imithetho yokungena kwabantu elizweni iyalandelwa ngezinye zezinto lolu gatsha oluzincoma ngazo. Langamazwi agcizelelwa ngumphathi intambo ogatsha lwezemisebenzi unkosazana nomakhosazana Math, yena othe baza kwengeza iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha ezihlola amankampani kugoqela lokuthi abasebenza kuwo balamaphepha zisuke kunkulungwane ezimbili 2,000 labor inspectors zibe kuzinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 labor inspectors. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi lokhu kutsho ukuthi impilo yazo kwele South Africa imnyama emuva laphambili. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Sakuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani zihlobo zami, sanibonani balaleli beStudio 7. Mina ngingomunye wabalimi. Ukuthi njengoba silimile njengolweyi, nxa sifaka bakithi imali yethu asiyithuwe ngesikhathi. Amabele ethu kangena hla 21 days lisibhadala ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sibone esikwenzayo. Athi sizwa kuthiwa farming is a business. Nxa i-farming iyi-business, ngizathi sengifaka amabele ami ngihlala inyanga eziyi-10 engaphiwanga imali yami, i-business yami iyake ihamba njani? Ngoba siyancenga kakhulu ngoba thina njengabalimi sihlala emaphandleni nonyaka indlala. Ukhulumende uyakhuluma ethi akunamntoza nambe eZimbabwe, thina kasiphiwe ukudla ibona abaphethe uhlelo lokudla. Bathi thina siyabini. Ngapha lina esilima kini lingasibhadali futhi imali zethu kathi thina singabanga.
Injani basakazi, injani basakazi, ayi siyaphila basakazi. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu indaba esizinikeza zona. Sithanda ukuthi athi sikhuthaze lapho ngathi ukuhanjelwa khona emuva esigabeni zethu emzumbula. Lupani ke, yokethula lapho engiqhamuka khona. Sinesibhedlela sethu esikhulu abantu umdlamkuzi. Asinamanzi. Kodwa yabona manje umnango wakhe ejengana le moto enginizana le nduna. Jengana le moto enginizana le nduna ukuthi manje ngabuya khuphi itruck eliyi-one ingahambe legora. Yegora lenzele ukuthi iy'nkomo zibe zithole amanzi. Ukuthi abantu bebethole amanzi ezibhedlela zithole amanzi. But ukwazi ukukhupha imali enikeze lezo nduna. Yabona nje iy'ndaba zazo lezo nduna lezi. Lazo zithanda kuphela ukugibela kuphela. Zithanda ukuhamba zikhuphiwe. Futhi ecabangele ukuthi umakhelwane kucele ukudla kwakhe. Kena ulala kwa mpenga janga la leo njani ngena kuhla.
Zilibone Studio 7 hayi khona kuyaphambuka izinto abantu singakhuluma sithi thina lokho kubotshwa kwabantu kubuye le government of national unity bekuvele kukhona la last year abantu bebevele begijinyiswa ama-green bomb wapasa umthetho okokuthi ama-green bomb abana bagqoke green kwatasekufanele behambe besetsha abantu bekumisele emgwaqweni bekubuza ibhasi emgwaqweni kwakuvele kukhona kodwa kuba wesi kuqalise last year amavoti athe efika vele atholele okokuinto kukhona okunye ke ma ufuna ukuba lisela njona lo ndoda ozibiza ethi ngudokotela uqala ukugraduate khonale ehhovisini yezanu p f ukuthi wena ungowezanu ubususephuma-ke le degree yokuthi wena uyinyanga inyanga leyo isitshintshi inyanga isiba yini iyi-traditional hila ebisithi yesibhedlela ithi hayi ndisitule ukutonga ngudokotela kathi yena ufanele ukuthi ebhuhera ayelapha yena usezenza udokotela sodokotela lwayi-traditional hila
ngilele Studio 7 njengoba sibevule ibhizinisi lamapasipoti egoli ma kufika isikhathi sabavoti bazohambisa yini ama-ballot paper ukuthi labo bantu bavotele kulelizwe. Lowo mbuzo lowo sicela ukuthi beuphendule libizele abantu bezalo besiphendule lokho ukuthi ma kufika isikhathi sabavoti bazoyihambisa bazohambisa yini ngoba manje bacabangela ukuthi abantu laba bafuna amapasipoti ukuthi kuyavotwa abasoze beyokucabanga ukuthi labo bantu babahambisile amaphepha okuvota.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lanile lakho ukusithumela yena imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ku-Live Talk lamuhla uhlelo lwabadabuka kwamanye amazwe kwabadabuka eZimbabwe kodwa behlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa ngokuwa kwesisindo seZika. Ngakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi ibhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-RBZ lenza kahle ukuyisa isisindo seZig. Uhulumende uthi usezaqalisa ukunika abalambayo imali yokuthenga ukudla emadolobheni. Sixoxe njalo lo councillor weGcobohholo Line eCholocho ngaphansi kwenduna uThathe Gulu esithi lelo lingaba linyathelo elihle ngoba abantu bayalamba njalo labo abangafakwayo kuhlelo lukahulumende ukuthi behole ukudla bathi ngoba kuthiwa balabantwana abasebenza emazweni kwesinye isikhathi ababathumezeli lokho kudla. Sizwe njalo udaba lokuthi abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bathi bakhahlanyezwa nguhulumende. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.